the entire priestings of the masjid need to be respected. The people that are engaged in their sunnats. Some people are making tilawat. And at any time, our voices are not supposed to be raised. We're not supposed to be discussing worldly things in the masjid, in the priestings of the masjid, in the wuzukhana, at the foyer, at the entrance. It disturbs the musallis. Let us be mindful of this, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the start of Khalifa Harun al-Rashid. Khalifa Harun al-Rashid had a son who was about 16 years old. He used to sit with the pious ulama and saints of those times. He would often go to the graveyard, sit by the qabr and say, "There was a time when you lived in this world and you were its masters, but the world did not protect you, and now your end is the grave. I knew what you are feeling right now. I wish I knew how you answered the questions that you were asked." He used to recite this poem very often, that the funerals frighten me every day, and the crying of the mourners make me sad. One day the young boy came to his father, Harun al-Rashid, while he was sitting with his advisors and ministers. The boy was dressed in simple clothes, with a turban tied on his head. When the people saw him in this condition, they said, "This mad boy is a disgrace to you, O Amirul Mu'mineen. If you warn him, the boy may give up his foolish habits." The Khalifa heard this and said to his son, "My dear son, you have disgraced me in the sight of the kings." At this, the boy did not say a word to his father, but he called out to a bird that was sitting nearby, "O bird, I ask you in the name of Allah to come and sit on my hand." The bird flew across to him and sat on his hand. The boy then told it to fly away and it flew back to its place. After this, he said to his father, "My dear father, as a matter of fact, it is your love for this world that is a disgrace to me. I have made up my mind to leave you now." Saying this, the boy went away, taking only the Qur'an Majid with him. When he went to greet his mother, she gave him a precious ring so that he might sell it and use the money in case of need. The boy then went to Basra to work with the laborers. He worked only on Saturdays, using his one day's wages for 7 days, spending a daniq, that is 1/6 of a dirham, each day. The rest of the story has been related by Abu Amir Basri rahimahullah, who says, "Once a wall of my house collapsed and I needed a builder to rebuild it. Somebody told me that there was a young boy who worked as a builder and I went out looking for him. Outside the city, I saw a handsome young boy sitting on the ground and reciting the Qur'an Majid with a bag lying beside him. I asked him if he would like to work and he said, 'Certainly, we have been created to work. What work do you want me to do?' I said that I needed a builder to do some building. He said, 'I shall take 7 daniqs as my wages for the day, and I shall stop work and go to the masjid when it is time for salah. I shall carry on working after salah.' I agreed, and he came with me, and he began to work on the wall. I came back in the evening, and I was surprised to see that he had done as much work as 10 builders would have done in one day. I gave him 14 daniqs, but he refused to accept more than 7 daniqs, and he went away, taking only 7 with him." Inshallah, we'll continue. SubhanAllah.